This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just got a text message from my guy, our boy, Jesse Holly, Cowboys pregame, postgame, former NFL wide receiver. And he said, "Hey, have you heard the Charles Haley audio?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" I guess Shippy is too busy with his courtside Mav seats to send any audio or let anybody know. So we had to dig it up here in the commercial break to see what Charles Haley, the Hall of Famer, said about Jesse. Apparently this was yesterday with Ben and Skin. Shots fired?
All right, I'm here with the great Charles Haley. Charles, how's everything going, brother?
Everything's going great, man. You know, I was sitting around one day, and I normally don't listen to the radio, but Jesse Holly got on and was talking about Dak and saying that, you know, he's not a great quarterback and it was a fluke. You know, what's a fluke is that he ever made it into the NFL. If it wasn't for Michael Irvin, that little stupid contest, he would never made it into the NFL. And he's an idiot.
Jesse Holly?
Jesse, oh my God.
That's my guy. I love Jesse Holly.
He can be anybody's guy, man. All he got is a big mouth. He think that controversy sells. He forget that, you know, where he came from. You know, and that, he can't even hold Dak's jock. You know, he can't even wash his clothes, you know, but yet he want to sit there and beat him down.
Do you remember what he was talking about specifically that got you upset?
Oh, I didn't get upset, man. It's just that they lost. When they lost, he got on the radio and started talking about that Dak is not an NFL quarterback and bloop, blah, blah. You know, I tried to call, but nobody picked up for me. Now, they must have knew I was going to light it up.
Are you kidding me? We'll give you the open hotline. We'll take a Charles Haley call anytime.
Well, hey, I didn't have it that day.
Oh, my gosh.
That is great.
Wow. I mean, that's audio. So I texted Holly. I said, "I haven't listened to it yet, but we're going to play it next. And if you can respond if you want to." He said, "No need. It's hilarious to me." So I'm looking at Jesse's timeline yesterday, and he wrote, "How freaking awesome. Hall of Famer Charles Haley, number one, has the fan on his speed dial. Two, listens to the postgame show. Three, knows my full name." If Charles Haley would have gotten through to Troy, that's actually going to be Troy on the postgame. If he had gotten through on the hotline or one of these lines to call, it would have been even worse.
This is amazing. Like, for Charles Haley to go at the reality TV show.
This is inaccurate? What? Do I have to defend Jesse Holly on this?
I mean, we don't have to, but we can.
Yeah, I realize some people don't agree with a lot of things Jesse may say, but I think Jesse is pretty honest and poignant with the stuff. And let's be honest. I mean, Jesse is just no slouch. He's not like some former NFL players that go into a studio and say, "Oh, my name's good enough. I'll just talk." Jesse actually studies and does the homework. Sean, you work with him in the pregame show.
Yeah. Well, number one.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with any of that.
Number one.
You don't think so?
No, this is all reality TV show based. It's just funny.
Okay.
And people can't separate Jesse's NFL pedigree from his analysis. They can't. And what I really like about Jesse is even if he and sometimes I'll be like, do we wanna soften this a little bit? Because, you know, every local fan base wants to hear homers. They do. Mm-hmm. And I like that Jesse tells it like it is. He will tell you straight up. He does have a reputation as a little bit of a hater, and he'll tell you that. He's like, "I know I come across as a hater. I know I have, you know, four catches or whatever it was," but Jesse is not afraid. I've worked with guys in this pregame, postgame that were not going to. Any single day of the week, I want someone with a strong opinion. If you have a strong opinion that's backed up by some facts and research and knowledge and you believe it, that to me is the gold mine. And I've worked with guys, and Chop, you and I have, that have been scared to give the opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanna walk the fence, and I have no interest in hosting a pregame or postgame or doing a show with that person. So Jesse will always spit fire. He'll own it. And let me say this, and I'm scared to death to say this because I'm scared to death of Charles Haley. But let me say this. If you go around and ask people within the Cowboys organization who a hater is or someone that maybe they're not loving to come around for all of the advice that he gives, it would be Charles Haley. Now, I'm scared to say that, but that's the truth. You know, so Charles's
reputation.
The reason we love having Charles on is because Charles doesn't hold back.
No.
Charles spits absolute fire. He's going to tell you the truth about Randy Gregory. He's going to tell you the truth about the culture of these kids today, how much dedication. But people think that that's hating. People think that that's the old man. That's the Drew Pearson saying, oh, back in my day, if you kids, that's just the reaction that you get. But we love Charles because he's unfiltered just like that. And that's the reason I love Jesse as well. So that's my take on that. But it's kind of just funny coming from Charles because some people say, oh, here comes Charles again, Mr. Know-it-all, Mr. back-in-my-day guy. That's what you hear sometimes.
Well, that's what you hear.
And I mean, going to say to Charles because Charles is scary, 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 you know what.
No, I mean, look, Charles. Even today. Charles had a reputation for 20 years. He has. He's had and you know, it, both a good reputation and a bad reputation. And he has scared a lot of people. Like, he really has. He has put a lot of people out and made them uncomfortable. And he has offended a lot of people. But it's part of what makes him great, too.
And I don't know, to be fair. Let's hear this one more time. But I don't know if
I think he was totally joking. I don't think there's malicious intent in this.
Oh, I don't think he's joking at all.
Oh, see, I'm envisioning this like a smile on his face. Like he's getting under his skin.
Not at all.
No.
He's not like being like
Ben. If you're listening, you tell us what you think. Charles don't play like that. Charles, like, I think he was speaking what he thought was the truth. Now, I also don't think Jesse has never criticized Dak this harshly. The harshest thing we've said about Dak Prescott is souped up game manager. That was last year. And I thought Jesse graded him a little bit low when he was in on Monday. I think he's aimed like a C or C plus, something like that. And I was like, I think he's been a B. And I asked him to grade how Dak was. Now maybe I missed this part of the post game, but I don't think Dak has been questioned by Jesse as an NFL quarterback. Let's hear Charles one more time.
All right, I'm here with the great Charles Haley. Charles, how's everything going, brother?
Everything's going great, man. You know, I was sitting around one day, and I normally don't listen to the radio, but Jesse Hawley got on and was talking about Dak and saying that, you know, he's not a great quarterback and it was a fluke. You know, what's a fluke is that he ever made it into the NFL. If it wasn't for Michael Irvin, that little stupid contest, he would never made it into the NFL. And he's an idiot.
Jesse Hawley?
Jesse, oh my God.
That's my guy. I love Jesse Hawley.
He can be anybody's guy, man. All he got is a big mouth. He think that controversy sells. He forget that, where he came from. You know, and Dak, he can't even hold Dak's jock. You know, he can't even wash his clothes, you know, but yet he want to sit there and beat him down.
Do you remember what he was talking about specifically that got you upset?
Oh, I didn't get upset, man. It's just that they lost. When they lost, he got on the radio and started talking about that Dak is not an NFL quarterback and bloop, blah, blah. You know, it just... I tried to call, but nobody picked up for me. Now, they must have knew I was going to light it up.
Are you kidding me? We'll give you the open hotline. We'll take a Charles Haley call anytime.
Well, hey, I didn't have it that day.
I love that he said he gave and wash his clothes.
I love when he stresses certain words.
Jock.
Yeah. Jock.
But look, it's fun. It's good that Jesse's being a good sport about it. But I don't think Jesse's ever questioned Dak to the degree of not being an NFL quarterback. I love that Charles.
No, I don't think he's ever said that either.
I love, though, that Charles listened to the station. I love that.
Yes.
Jesse coming in with that bloop, blop, bleep, blop.
Yeah. Okay.
I love this. This
he wasn't
so
joking.
Great.
Now, listen to that again. He was not joking.
If this show took place today, and we didn't play it. First off, Jesse Holly, thank you for being a great producer. And we didn't get this audio, and I heard this on G-Bag of the Day. I would have gone to the courtside seats at the Mavs' next home game and slapped the living hell out of Jonathan Shipman. Oh, my gosh. I would have taken his turtle status. Right. I would have driven to Holland's house, got snuck into the Batcave, and worked Shippy over. What amazing audio.
Great audio.
This is epic.
Great audio.
This is so good. So I asked Holly, hey, you want to respond to it? Is it no? I think it's funny. I do think Jesse is very happy that Charles
goes. He's an idiot.
Just excited about that.
Man, yes!
He knows me.
Gosh, that is so good. I don't even know where to go from here.
I want to hear them in the postgame. Whoever's producing that postgame show, you make sure the next time Charles Haley calls in, you get him on there.
No, man, you don't put Charles on live like that.
No.
Not on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. No. Okay. I got something for you.
All right.
Which one of you guys found this Romo MMQB thing? Good job. Roy. So this is Tony Romo talking to Peter King about his early broadcasting career. On calling plays before they happen, quote, "That's a tough question to answer. I don't think I do it that often. I know the viral sensation of the world we live in with social media everywhere, but I only do it maybe 3 times a game. I'm just trying to think along with the game to say what I see. It comes down to years of experience knowing the defense as well as the offense. It's been natural for me to feel what the quarterback is thinking and feeling at the moment. As far as what I say, I want people to feel when the game's on the line how important the play is. It's like you're at dinner or in the bar with your buddy and you look up at the game on TV and say, you got to see this. That's the way I want to do the games." All right, what about being too football complex in your explanations? I love this answer from Romo. Makes me think of Broadus or KT or Kavanaugh when they're doing the draft, or Brugler. "People want to learn football," Tony said. "People are passionate about their teams. They want to know exactly why something just happened. So I try to tell them. I don't think it's that tough to tell them in a way they can fathom." And Peter King asked him. Now, I thought he was a little evasive in his answer here. Do you miss playing?
Ah, oh yeah. He's not going to be hard and fast on anything because he even said this.
Why?
Well, I remember Nance said earlier in the year, you know, this when they showed Romo's last pass against Phil, and he goes, "And here's the last pass of Tony Romo's career." And Tony's like, "Was it?"
Yeah.
Like he is non-committal. He's keeping that door open.
Here's Tony's answer. Quote, "I don't really think about that when I make a choice, and I bet it was the same with Collinsworth and Aikman. As analysts, you know how much effort goes into it. You got to give everything you got to this. You can't fake things. You got to be yourself. You always hope people enjoy it. The goal is to talk to the guy having a beer next to you. Just explain the game. And if I can do that, I've done my job." Roy, anything else stand out to you from this? Romo talking about his broadcasting career?
No, that was the most of it. As much as he's enjoyed doing what he's doing. And I think he's right. He doesn't predict as many plays as people think that he does, but he hits. He's got like a 90% hit rate on the ones that he has called out. So that's why I think people glob on to him predicting plays on a regular basis.
You think there's – what percentage would you say? Let's knock, knock, knock. If Jesse Holly's wish came true and Dak got hurt for the year. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
He can't even hold Dak job.
You know,
Let's say on Sunday something happened, sports God forbid. What percentage on Tony playing? Is it 1? Is it 0? You think it's over?
I think it's over because at this point, I wouldn't want to downgrade my quarterback position.
Okay. Give a real answer.
Very, very small. Very small. I would probably say that if it – now, long term, if it was 1 week, no. But if it was like for the rest of the year.
No, rest of the year. Yeah. Dak's out for the year on Sunday.
I would say maybe 5%.
I mean, maybe he's got it in his head that he would only come back if it was for the Dallas Cowboys. But at the same time, if he was going to come back, if he still had an inkling to play at all, there's no doubt he's received a half a dozen calls this season, right?
Yeah.
From teams that have lost their quarterback thinking maybe Tony can be the stopgap. If he really wanted to play, he'd be playing.
And what would you say the reality of that would be?
5% chance of him coming back to the Cowboys at this point?
Yeah, I agree. He's crushing it. He's killing it. Got the family, got the health, got that money, and now getting the deserved attention and notoriety for it. My gosh, that audio is so good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.